This week, KUOW is bringing you our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight. A decade ago, community leaders in King County unveiled a plan they claimed would end homelessness in 10 years. The county's rising tide of tents, cardboard boxes, and other makeshift shelters shows that things have not gone as planned. Even as hundreds of homeless families live on the streets, the county's shelters have empty beds. KUOW's John Ryan reports on how a system designed to connect families with housing hasn't worked as people hoped.
If you have an emergency, you can dial 911 day or night. If you find yourself in need of emergency food or shelter, you can dial 211, at least during business hours.
You have reached King County 211. We are currently closed. Our hours of
Alex Williams is one of the specially trained operators who take 211 calls at the crisis clinic in Seattle.
We're really busy. Monday morning is usually a lot of people, you know, maybe the call over the weekend, then give us a call Monday morning.
Thank you for calling King County 211. My name is Sean. How may I help you?
In King County, 211 is the front door for a program you've probably never heard of. It's called the Family Housing Connection. Under that program, homeless families don't just wait till Monday morning for help. Homeless families typically wait more than 6 months before they land a spot in a low-income housing project. Across the country, the need for shelter dwarfs what governments and charities have been able to provide for the homeless. In King County, that gap is worsened by the bottleneck of the Family Housing Connection. Capricia Alford is stuck in that bottleneck.
I'm staying in a night shelter called Bianca's Place. Been there since July. Yeah, since July.
I met Alfred and some other homeless moms at a day shelter called Mary's Place. Kids run around a large room where meals are served and where women can get free toiletries or reserve a time to take a shower. Before getting into a shelter, Alfred and her 12-year-old,
he'll be 13 in a few weeks actually,
had spent about 9 months couch surfing and staying in her car.
And I was also going to school and trying to at least keep life somewhat normal.
The Family Housing Connection is a centerpiece of King County's plan to end homelessness. It's a centralized way for homeless families to get help, sort of a one-stop shopping resource, so families trying to get off the streets don't have to contact shelters all over the county. They just make a phone call to 211, and the Family Housing Connection takes over from there.
And they put you in a database, and they say, well, if someone is looking for you or someone like you, then we'll call you. And it's like, okay, so what do I do till then, you know? The concept was probably, you know, meant well, but it doesn't work, obviously, you know. And I'm not the only person who said that they've called this place and been waiting for a year or more just to hear something back.
Alfred has had trouble finding work and qualifying for housing, in part because she has a criminal record. She was convicted of felony mischief and harassment in 2008.
Everyone makes mistakes in their lives, and sometimes they have longer or more detrimental consequences.
Whatever the reasons any one family becomes homeless, families often have to overcome barriers to get housing, anything from a poor credit history to poor mental health. And each shelter or housing program has its own criteria for deciding who qualifies to live there. Jennifer Cicardini and her kids have been homeless since June. She says she's been turned down for housing because she lost her kids' Social Security cards after they all lost their home. She's trying to replace the cards.
I'm on a lot of different wait lists throughout Washington. Some of those wait lists are years long, I know that.
Mama.
Okay, I gotta finish doing this, okay?
Mom, what is that?
That's a microphone.
Not a microphone.
This is Corinne. You say hi.
Hi.
You know, it's a struggle, but there is places and resources out there that are willing to help. You just gotta kinda go out there and find it.
Most emergency shelters don't let families just show up or call to get in that night, even if the shelter has empty beds. That's unlike shelters for single people. Family shelters in King County have up to 20% of their units empty each night, and not for lack of demand.
Of course not. We have 500 homeless families on the streets, and we have vacant shelter beds.
Sharon Lee is head of Seattle's Low Income Housing Institute.
It's incomprehensible, and I think it's immoral to have all these empty shelter beds.
Family shelter managers say their apartment-like units often take a beating. It takes time to repair and clean them before another family can move in. So some vacancies are inevitable, not immoral, but they say the Family Housing Connection makes the problem worse. Given the long delays built into that family housing system, Sharon Lee says it doesn't even make sense to call them emergency shelters anymore.
So basically, you have this giant bottleneck. There's still empty beds, right, in the system. You have to go through this one doorway. You're waiting. So how is this an emergency crisis response to homelessness?
The long wait for shelter predates the family housing connection. That's according to the officials who created the program. But they acknowledge the family housing connection is not working well. King County's Committee to End Homelessness is an odd hybrid of government, nonprofit, and business representatives from around the county. So many players are involved, it's hard to say who's responsible when something goes wrong. Adrienne Quinn is head of King County's Human Services Agency. She spoke at a recent Committee to End Homelessness meeting focused on problems with the family housing system.
So we all have to take responsibility. We all have a desire to fix it. So this is a smart group. We all need ideas because we need to fix it together.
The committee is looking at various ways to make it faster and easier for homeless families to find housing. Committee officials say those reforms will help, but they say the county simply needs more units of affordable housing if it even wants to come close to ending homelessness here. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
Our series, Seattle's Homeless, No End in Sight, is a collaboration between KUOW and Investigate West. Tomorrow, we'll hear how an effort to protect homeless people's privacy has had unintended consequences. To see the whole series online, go to our website, kuow.org.